what's going on now, there's a big debate going on amongst my friends about seasonal hair.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know what that is?
No, I is it different color?
No, see, okay, so women have, I don't know if you know this, but like there are certain scenarios that come up where a woman will completely change her look. She'll change her hair color, she'll change her cut, she'll change the style, she'll make like a big, massive change. And as far as I can tell, there's like four scenarios that a woman will do that. There's seasonal hair, which means you're going to go like darker for fall and lighter for summer. Right. You're going to put highlights in, you're going to take the highlights out. You're going to, if you're like my friends, you like a streak of pink or a streak of blue, you're going to do that now as opposed to the summer.
Summer,
you know,
needs blonde. Autumn is a reddish type of color.
Well, it's just, no, it's like streaks of color. Like people will put in, like my friends will all do highlights in the summer because they're going to go outside and it's going to get even blonder. So they don't mind having highlights just that way, you know, whatever. So, yeah, so there's seasonal hair. There's breakup hair. There's new mommy hair, which I don't know if you've noticed that. That's a biggie. And then there's new year, new you hair. So those are the four scenarios that women decide that they're going to have brand new hair.
Yeah, you got to have new baby hair. I even had new baby hair. So I had really long hair. Then the first time my oldest grabbed my hair and pulled it, I said, that's it. It's gone.
Right.
Cutting it off today because I can't do this. So I need new daddy hair.
So there's new daddy hair. New wow, daddy I didn't hair. Know about that.
Yeah. So, and I guess women, you just want to jump in the shower and jump out and not do anything to your hair. That's what you want for new baby hair.
It's weird. Like, I can't begin to tell you how many of my friends had their first child over the past like year or two, whenever they had their first child. And the first thing they did was just cut off their hair. It didn't matter that they did not look good with short hair. Like, I have some friends that look gorgeous with short hair, believe me. But then I have a bunch of friends that like, girl, what did you do to yourself? You look like a little boy now. I mean, not that it's, I don't want to like misgender people. I don't want to get yelled at for, you know, saying like you look like a little boy, like that's a bad thing. But that wasn't the intention.
No, you no longer look good. You can say that. When you cut your hair, you no longer are attractive.
Yeah, I definitely have friends that like suddenly become invisible to the world and invisible to men. I'm one of those people. Like, I had a boyfriend once who convinced me to cut my hair off, and I cut my hair super short. And it was like, I look back at those pictures and I was ugly. Like, not even a little unattractive. No, ugly. He loved it. Now I'm looking back and it's like he wanted me to be ugly and invisible to other men. Like, that was the reason why he wanted me to cut my hair off. But yeah, I have a lot of friends that just my girlfriend that just had twins. She had super long hair and she was putting it up. She was wearing braids. She was doing everything she could. And finally, she was like, you know what? I give up, uncle. And she chopped it all off. It is like super short. But on her, because she's gorgeous, it's chic and beautiful. And she should have done it years ago. But yeah, so the new mommy hair is definitely a thing. Like, if you're at home taking care of your own kids, you're not a celebrity, you don't have a ton of help, you need hair that you don't have to think about. Like, that's the last thing. You're not even napping. Like, my friends have realized you have to, when the baby sleeps, that's when you sleep. You know, but for everybody else who doesn't know that, like, they think, oh, you just sleep whenever you want. No, when you have kids, like, it's, so the hair is the last thing you want to think about. Anyway, so the conversation now is the seasonal hair. But a lot of my friends are working from home. So do you go to the salon and spend money on, you know, quote unquote, seasonal hair if you're working at home? Who's going to see you?
Okay, don't do it. I'm just telling you now, because here's a video of a girl that spent $300 to get her hair cut shorter, and she hates it. So she had to make a TikTok because she hates it so bad. And why does she hate it? Because she looks like a Karen.
I just paid $300 to look like a f-ing Karen.
Yeah.
I look like I'm on the PTA. I swear I don't drive a f-ing minivan.
Yes, you do.
It's bad. Yeah, that's bad hair.
I look like I have three sons who play f-ing
I look like I have three sons to play T-ball.
Like I collect coupons.
Look like I collect coupons.
I don't use coupons. Okay, let's practice. Let's practice.
Let's practice.
Let me speak to your manager.
Yeah, that is some bad. But here's the thing. So as you're sitting there, don't you walk in and discuss with the person ahead of time what you want done? Do you just walk in and like blindly just go, have at it, do whatever you want, and here's $300? I don't get that.
No, I mean, I think we've all had really bad haircuts at one point. And my really bad haircut, I stopped in one of those places on the side of the road because I needed a haircut before my 10-year high school reunion.
Like one of those places that also sells fireworks?
No, it was like a Supercuts or some shit like that.
Oh, okay,
but
got it.
I waited too long to get a haircut, so I just said, screw it. I just want to cut, and it's not really hard to cut my hair. You just cut here and then cut here. It was the worst hair. I felt like that woman. It was the worst hair. And I was like, and tomorrow I have to go to my high school reunion looking like this.
Oh no, that's the worst part. So people think that's what you look like regularly because they haven't seen you in 10 years.
The last time they saw me, my hair was to my ass.
Right.
So my hair was my identity in high school. So now I'm showing up with the worst haircut you can possibly imagine. Just because I just walked in and went, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I'll go with you.
Right. But so what happens? Like, you just say cut it and you don't discuss it ahead of time? You don't know what they're going to do? As they're doing it, you don't realize they're doing something bad? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah. Sometimes they don't even turn you to the mirror. So you're kind of around, you're not even paying attention. But I say do a 1.5 around, fade it up, and cut the top. And that's usually all you need to tell them.
Right, unless they're new and don't know what any of those words mean that you just said.
But if you cut hair for a living, you should know what that means.
Clearly, that person who cut your hair did not know what that means.
It was so bad, and there's nothing I could do. I'm like, screw it, wearing a hat. a hat to the reunion.
Yeah, no, I'm so controlling when I get a haircut. They're like, you got a lot of loose, whatever they call it, split ends. You got to cut off your split ends. I got to take off like 2-3 inches. I was like, 1 inch. And if it's a minute before, like over a 1 inch, if it's like 1.25, I am throwing a tantrum and setting this place on fire.
Yeah. Split ends only are this much. So that's all you get to cut off.
They're like, no, you have a lot of split ends. No, I don't want to hear that word out of your mouth. I'm telling you, you get an inch and that's it. Mm-hmm. That's all you get. So yeah, the only time I ever had the situation was the boyfriend that convinced me to cut it all off and how sexy he thought like that little pixie cut is. But I'm not a pixie girl.
No.
And I was stupid. Like I should have said, I'm not a pixie girl. Like, I'm sorry you don't like my hair as is. And oh my God, I feel like it took me years to grow it out. I feel like that's why I never cut my hair now. You make fun of me all the time because my hair is so long, but
it's because
I'm
of
so
that
traumatized.
One guy.
I'm traumatized by that super short hair that I had. And of course, what happened during the time I had my super short hair? I get my first radio job.
Oh no. Then they got to do photos.
Yeah, they got to do photos.
Oh, great.
And they think that's what I look like.
Oh no. And the bad thing is in radio, when you take a photo, you have to live with that photo for like 8 years.
Oh yeah, your whole
career. They're not taking a new one.
They're not taking a new one.
No, we spent the big money for the big person to come in and take photos. We're not doing it again. We have
that's
no budget.
Yeah, it was a nightmare. It was like, I had long hair my haircut I have right now. Mm-hmm. I have pictures of myself at 5 years old with this exact same haircut. Like, I have had this haircut my entire being, except for that period of time when I let the boyfriend talk me into short hair. It was so ugly.
Yeah, back then was when that haircut was popular. No.
I know.
You're still trying to bring it back. Bring it back. Come on, Cooper. You can do it. Beatles tried. You can do it too.
This is not that. No, this is not that.
Justin Bieber had that in 2001. It's like a Justin Bieber mullet.
No, it isn't.
Sing me Achy Breaky Heart, please.
No, it's not a mullet. It's because I have my headphones on.
Oh, is that what it is?
Look at my hair.
Okay.
Hang on. I took my headphones off so you can see. It's not a mullet. There, it's like lots and lots of layers.
That looks much better.
That's, well, it's because I had my. No, I've got good hair. I have good hair and I have lots of it. Just like the bangs are a little messed up because I cut them myself.
So I wonder if people sort of switch by us on Twitch and go, oh, look at that girl. She's got a mullet. I'll watch it.
I don't have a mullet, though. It's not a mullet. It's...
Yeah, with the headphones on, you do. So
well, yeah, with the
headphones
on,
back on so we like can a get the mullet.
Yeah, it's true. It does look like a mullet.
Achy yeah, breaky. We just call it the achy breaky show.
Shut up.